Welcome to part two of the five-part series designed to enable ISV business success through partner and channel development. In this installment, we will be teaching you how to align your organization by building a Microsoft partnership plan.
Hello, my name is Diana Krecklow, and I'm here today with my colleague, Gail Mercer-McKay. Hi, Gail. How are you?
I'm good, Diana. It's great to be back.
It is.
And pretty excited about today. You've got some good stuff for us, I think.
I'm really excited about it, too. So Gail and I have worked together in the Microsoft partner community for several years, building and helping ISVs grow their business by leveraging what Microsoft can offer. What we're going to cover today in this session is the value of developing a partnership plan. This is the first building block and is a tried and true formula that will help you clarify where you fit with Microsoft, how your goals align, and where you need to invest to get the returns you are expecting.
Yes, Diana, this is a great session. You know, when you and I first started working together, I was running sales and marketing for an ISV and you were a PAM with Microsoft. And I resisted completing this plan in the beginning. At first, I just thought it was another business plan and I'd done enough of them. But once you explained to me, I realized it was not only easy to do, but it became the foundation of how I went to market with both Microsoft and the partners we worked with. The plan let me see where Microsoft could help me win and how I could speak Microsoft so that it was clear to Microsoft, as well as to the partners, how we were all going to work together to help each other win.
Yeah, well, you know me. I'm always about plan your work and work your plan.
You are. You keep telling me that. Yeah.
So let's talk about those key elements of a partnership plan. We're going to collect a lot of data points, and for each one, there is a very specific reason why. You've got to trust us as we walk you through this, but most important is that this has to fit your own business plan. Your relationship with Microsoft is going to help you drive significant revenues, but you need to be aligned in sales and marketing and technology to realize the potential.
You know, Diana, what you really taught me when you first helped me build this plan for my ISV was that this was about aligning our entire business, our complete organization. It required buy-in and commitment across all the departments and all the groups.
I'm really glad to hear that, Gail, because what we've seen so many partners learn this lesson the hard way, and what we have designed here is really a step-by-step approach to building your plan. So let's talk about the elements. First, there's the background and profile information. Second is our value proposition and sales commitments. Then we're going to move to a 12-month strategy and objectives, our marketing and campaign plans, our sales and technical readiness, and the fundamentals about managing and executing to the metrics. So that's a lot of stuff. And we're gonna break it up into three buckets. We've got the sales and marketing, we've got the technology and support. So starting with sales and marketing, you need to build your joint plan so that you can make the right investments. You also need to find ways in how you're going to do your sales enablement. There's a whole piece around skills and training, as well as the partner marketing and collateral, which you're an expert at, right?
Yeah, and I've got that part. I love the sales and marketing piece. What about the technology?
Technology's really fun too. So what you're gonna do is you're gonna do cross-functional teaming, and you're gonna build out your joint solution with what you're gonna go to market with the Microsoft platform. You're gonna look and update and refresh some of your technology roadmaps, as well as build out your joint go-to-market strategy. So that all ties in the technology piece, and then we segue into the support. So what's going to be necessary? How much certification do our people need? How much training will we leverage in the Microsoft Learning Partner training? Demos that are necessary and labs. It all begins with some pretty standard information, which in many cases has saved me a lot of grief and time because it contains my partner ID number, my Microsoft contacts, and then my internal champions within my own organization. Everything that I need to move my business plan forward. So now that we've got the fun stuff, let's talk about the value propositions and sales commitment pieces. There are three key value propositions that you need to talk about. One is, what are you as the ISV taking to the market? The second one is, as an ISV, what is your value prop to Microsoft? And we're going to hone in a little bit more on that. And then what is Microsoft's value prop to you as an ISV? So what is really exciting about this webinar is how to develop your own specific value prop. And Gail, who's an expert at this, is going to take you through an exercise.
Thanks, Diana. You know, I'm all about telling stories. I love to tell partner stories. I love to tell stories. I love the communication piece of a partner's practice. And so the elevator pitch, or the value prop, is really about condensing your story or your value into 30 seconds in a way that's going to resonate with your audience. And, you know, a lot of times people feel like they get the elevator pitch right, and they may get it right for one audience, but you pointed out that really the ISV's got to think about, they need to create this elevator pitch for three distinct audiences.
Exactly.
And so it's going to be a little bit different. Now, an elevator pitch is about pain. It is what, one thing only, and it's pain, finding the pain and solving the pain. And a simple formula identifies who your audience is, what their pain is, and how you're going to take that away. I think you've got that on the screen. Maybe we can show that up with the audience so everyone can share it. But we've actually got a template that you can download. It's a pretty common value proposition that people can use. But I recommend following this formula because it tells you who you should be targeting, what their pain is, how you're going to solve their pain, and how you're going to solve their pain better than anybody else. And when you talk about people's pain, you capture attention because they're interested in getting their pain solved. Now, many of you probably already have your value proposition to the market, and it's probably included in your own business plan. But I bet you most of you do not have your Microsoft value prop defined. So we're going to give you an example of a value proposition. So here's your value proposition. For SQL platform sales executives who are looking for ISV solutions built on SQL 2014 to drive big data and business intelligence that benefits remote workers in mining, oil, and energy. That's your first sentence. Second sentence always begins with unlike. Unlike Oracle or other database solutions, our product has been certified for rugged Windows 8 devices and is field tested and ready to go.
Great, Gail. That is a great example and an excellent template to follow. And we'll be including that in our download, by the way. Our next input for the business plan is to look at what will be realistic in sales commitments. First, let's break it up by a two-year plan. So we take the first year and we break it into quarters, right? So it's like, how many new ads will we have this quarter? How many new customer licenses, Microsoft customer licenses? And then how much new software assurance will we build? I know this is probably difficult to figure out at this point for some of you in the ISV community, but for those of you who need more help in figuring out how to calculate your Microsoft pull-through, we do a much deeper dive in session future, I believe it's session number 4, to figure all of this out, calculating your Microsoft revenue.
Yeah, influence revenue, revenue pull-through, very critical if you're an ISV to understand how to articulate your revenue value to Microsoft when you're having a conversation with them.
So please watch that one if you need some help there. The next step is a 12-month strategy. So you want to create your overall big goal.
That's really important. Why don't we build on the previous example of the ISV who's trying to get Microsoft or the partner channel interested in his mining solution?
Okay, that's a really great idea. Okay, so for example, become the standard SQL BI in mining, oil, and gas using vertical focus with a partner-driven approach, okay. Right? So that's your overall goal. Then you want to be very specific. Identify the key partners in the mining, oil, and gas space, right? We want to develop a go-to-market strategy with those partners and have an overall objective that might be something like partner with the ABC SI in the geography to build a mobile business intelligence solution. So let's say in 10 states with 3 wins. So
that's really specific. So you're saying it's important to get really super specific.
Very specific. Okay. Because then you know how to measure your success, right? So a second goal might be become the standard SQL BI in chemical manufacturing working with key Microsoft partners.
Oh, I get that. So that's kind of like, let's take our expertise here and then let's expand it into slightly peripheral verticals that we can meet those needs as well.
Exactly. So, you know, we want to leverage then a deployment at possibly Shell, for example, for awareness and credibility. Run 2 customer seminars and awareness for partners and lead generation. So, and then identify 3 opportunities with 1 win. When you look at the template and you guys all start working together on this, what you'll find is there's an overall goal, then there's the goal, very specific, and then put specific as you can, your strategic, and then how are you going to measure yourself? Does that
work? And I think one of the things I like when we were doing this with you is it broke it down into something that was very manageable. So when we looked at it and we got very granular, we actually could buy into something that we said, you know, this is manageable for us. You know, 2 new wins, 3 new wins in an area, and we hadn't really thought about it that way before. So that was really helpful. But You know, in terms of that, how business focused and granular and specific this is, we know that it is really, really achievable. And, you know, plans are fluid. So if you break your commitments into quarters, you can adjust them if you need to adjust them.
I like that idea.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So now we've got to move into our marketing campaigns. And Gail, you spend a lot of time working with partners on marketing campaigns. So what would you recommend?
Well, I could go on forever on marketing campaigns. Microsoft has invested in a wealth of digital assets on the Microsoft Partner Network under the ISV resources. And one of those is the ISV Sales Accelerator Kit. I got really excited when I saw it because it had everything a partner needs to go to market. In this kit, you'll find a detailed marketing communications planning guide, a series of templates, some ebooks with best practice, competitive analysis. The main thing is, don't go crazy when you see it, but understand what you're capable of doing and don't take on more than you can manage. It's much more important to do a few things consistently and well than a lot of things poorly. I'm also a huge believer in write once, use many times. So ideally, every time you build out that marketing plan, think about how you are going to repurpose your content in a variety of ways for various people to consume.
I agree completely. I love the Sales Accelerator Toolkit. So this is the fun part for a lot of ISVs when we come to building out your technical plan in a joint solution. Because most of us are technical, right?
Some of us.
Yeah. How are you going to build your practice? So this is specifically around how are you going to build and grow your Microsoft practice within your organization and build out your solution set. So who is your audience? Where is your market? And what geographies do you want to cover for the next 12 months, right? You need to know how you are going to achieve your Microsoft competencies for the next year. So you need to know how you are going to achieve your competencies as many of us are getting ready to renew and obtain our next silver or gold. So that's really exciting time, and that's where you kind of bring in marketing and technical people.
Well, and you're showing how you're expanding that footprint across your organization to gain buy-in. As you build up this business plan, you're bringing in other people
exactly.
from other departments, and they're all gaining buy-in, and they're all getting excited about what the possibility is with this Microsoft solution set you're building out.
Great. And so that just is a perfect segue for us to kind of build out the next piece of the plan, which is around our technical readiness, right? Many of you know, or if you don't yet, go please learn about it. But the Microsoft Learning Center provides a wealth of tools to help you build out your certification for your individual Microsoft Certified Professionals or even your sales and pre-sales organizations. So the Microsoft Virtual Academy with its videos and training materials are available to you. Channel 9 offers tremendous new resources similar to what we're doing here today. Tech Ed, Tech Ready conferences. So take advantage of the training that comes along with being, you know, a Microsoft partner. And I love the part about on the Learning Channel where an MCP can actually do his entire career growth plan. So it's really excellent. I highly recommend that. So finally, it's the last step, but it's the most critical step in my opinion. So it's like, be sure you measure your progress against your objectives. Gail has some experience with partners who in the early days wanted to maybe even track once a week. I say minimally track once a quarter, okay? Because this actually becomes your scorecard. And those of you who work closely with Microsoft know we're measured on scorecards. Finally, create a plan that is really focused. Try not to be too generic. The crisper you can get, the better you can define the people you want to partner with is the best. Gail, tell us about Peter's company that we were talking about the other day at lunch. It was a great example of what he did by staying focused.
Sure. Peter's a client I've been working for a lot of years. He's with a partner called i3. And they're a great example of a small ISV who leveraged his partner plan to capitalize on the power of the Microsoft ecosystem. His company has developed this really cool application. It's a bedside patient application for hospitals. It's built on SQL and .NET, and it's delivered through Windows 8 devices. Now, Peter needed a way to take his application to market. And by developing a really crisp partner plan, he realized that his value prop was ideal for a national or a global systems integrator with a healthcare practice. Now, it's hard to do sometimes to get the attention of a large SI when you're just a small ISV yourself. But he was really clear on his value prop, and he really pulled all the things together that he needed. So he needed somebody that had a field sales team that they were already selling into hospitals. You know, Peter came to Microsoft Worldwide Partner Conference with the specific objective of meeting potential partners that could help him. So he lined up his meetings before he got there. He met with people, came away with a short list, and ultimately he's established several relationships that enabled him to grow globally more rapidly than he would have normally. So he's already built a beachhead both in EMEA as well as in Asia Pacific, just opened an office in Sydney. But you know, his biggest win was with a national healthcare systems integrator who are now actively selling his solutions across Canada. He got into market very fast. Healthcare is tough to break into, and he got in there really fast. They just delivered 2,000 seats at a major hospital, and they recently signed two more hospitals.
Wow, that's really, and this is a small ISV, right, who clearly understands what the value proposition is, how to match it with the right partner in the right in the Microsoft ecosystem. That's great.
You know, I think one of the important things to remember and to repeat is that when Peter did begin meeting with the SI, he was ready with his full complement of services so that this I would expect to see before entertaining a relationship.
Great. So things like brochures, he had his demo software, data sheets, he understood his technology roadmap, you know, all the various things that you need to in order to build on a successful healthcare solution.
A training program, helped us support, he had a whole bunch of things. You know, and so in addition to a strong value prop, most systems integrators are looking to understand your structure, your support, your training programs, your roadmap, how long your solution has been in market before they will even explore partnering.
That's true. You really have to sell them, don't you? So that's a very good point. Do you find that ISVs jump the gun and try to establish partnerships before they're really ready?
Yes. Yeah. To be blunt, you want me to be honest?
Yes.
All the time. And you know, if you're trying to sit down at the table with someone large, like an Accenture or an Avanade, you really only have one chance at that first meeting. So you better be prepared.
I agree. So in summary, my mantra is, you know, plan your work, work your plan. The Microsoft plan solves two objectives for you. One, it lets you get crisp about your value prop and how you're going to go to market so that you can identify the right partners within the ecosystem to do business with. And two, it provides the justification for the investments and the buy-in that you're going to need across your business. So make sure you download our templates that we've done from today's session. Visit MPN, leverage the resources, particularly on the ISV resource page. And we will see you next week when we start to tell you a little bit more about how to build out a channel successfully.
Oh, and that's going to be fun. We've got a guest speaker. We've got a really good guest speaker.
Karine's great.
Yeah, she
We're
is
looking
good.
Forward to
it's
it.
Going to be good. Thanks, Diana.
Thank you, Gail, and thanks, everybody, and we'll talk to you later.
See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.